Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show here on Journey into the Light. We are glad you are here live. Sorry about the couple of minutes there. The network wasn't linking up here with us, so we appreciate you all bearing with us 1 to 2 minutes. And we are here live with the Angel Lady. That's right, Angel Messenger. And when we're speaking about angel messaging, that's got to be who? Marilyn. Yeah, that's right. Marilyn Pasek is here. And she's going to be taking your phone calls. So if you are called in, you want to speak to Marilyn, call in. And then after you call in, press the 1 on your phone to get in line, okay? And the phone number, 347-884-8245 is the number to call. Opening up the chat room as we speak. If you want to go into the chat room and put your area code and first name in, we'll bring you up as one of the first caller number 1 and caller number 2. Just come on in there, say hello, and let me know your area code. And we're going to be reopening up the chat room for the evening shows each night and now from now on. So we made some adjustments in there and everything like that, updated a few things. So we're glad to reopen that and glad to have you here. All right. So I'm going to go straight to the phones here, and let's bring in Marilyn into the show. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. How you doing this evening?
Okay. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Should I continue with for an old lady?
Yeah, I was like, I know it's coming. Seems like we just talked.
Yeah. These days are getting shorter, I do believe.
Yeah, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I agree with you.
Or are we just getting older, Michael?
It might be the latter. I hate to say.
Or just getting better. How about if we put it that way?
Yeah, I like that better. We're just getting better. So, what are we talking about tonight, Marilyn?
You know, I just sent out my monthly newsletter about an hour ago, and the guys, which is my name for the angels, just keep bringing this up. And when I did my channel message this morning for my newsletter, they brought it up again. So I think it's important I get it out there for what's important for us in this new year. And the very first thing, I've done several readings this afternoon, and it came up for each one of these people today, and it keeps popping up, protection, protection, protection. So many people feel like they're being under attack, whether it's from a significant other, a friend, work, the politics, social media. And I just want people to know that I feel it's very, very important, or rather I should say the guys feel it's very, very important that we remind ourselves daily to protect ourselves. And a good reminder to do this, like if you go to leave your home and you lock your home, just call upon Archangel Michael, who is your protector guy, to surround and protect you with his white light. Another question I get asked a lot is, can I do this for people I love? And my answer to that is absolutely. And then they say, well, what if they don't believe? It's your intentions that is setting the stage for this. So if your intent is to protect your loved ones, whether they believe or not, because you love them, you want to keep them safe, you want to keep them protected. And you can even do this for your pets. You can do it for your home. You can do it for your office. You can do it for your vehicles. Ask Archangel Michael to surround and protect anything that you love, that you want to bring protection in with his white light of protection. And the other thing that is being very, very important and very strong with the guys for me to get the word out is the other important message for this year is to make sure that you stay grounded, you stay centered, you stay focused, and you stay true to yourself. And when you think of grounding, I don't know whether people have their own ritual of grounding themselves. If they do, that's fine. If they don't, just imagine if you're planting a plant of any sort, whether that be a vegetable, a tree, a flower. As soon as you put them into the dirt or into the ground, the first thing they do is shoot out roots to keep them stable, to keep them grounded so that they can fight off any of nature's forces out there. So I like to explain it to people is imagine that each one of your toes has a big root attached, and you're sending those roots way, way, way down deep into the center of Mother Earth to stay grounded, centered, and focused. And the other thing that they keep having me do, whenever I say stay true to yourself, so many people are being influenced by other people. This is your life, and this is all part of the channeled message that was in my newsletter today. This is your life. Everybody, each one of us has a different path and a different route to go down. And we have to stay true to what's true to us. It doesn't mean that, like, if you're in a relationship, whether, you know, it's a significant other, a friend, a relative, a coworker, a teacher, a mentor, each one of us has our own path. And it's very important that we stay true to ourselves. And if you feel like somebody is taking you away from that path due to their own beliefs or their own path, check in with yourself and see if you're being true to yourself. And every time I say true to myself, I point to my pelvic area. And this came up with a reading today that I did for somebody. And think about that. In your pelvic area, that's where all the reproductive cycles is. So this is like being almost kind of like being born again or renewed again. So it's very important for people right now, and I don't know why. I don't know whether there's something major coming on or whether it's going to be a bunch of little major things. I don't know. But it's very important that we stay on our path that is true for us. And that's all I got to say about that, Michael.
You're saying it and you're going to stand strong behind it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if I got 100,000 guys telling me this almost on an hourly basis, there's a reason for that. And I learned a long time ago to, listen to the guys and, trust my heart, my gut feelings, and to listen to them. And I found over the years, every time I do that, everything falls into place. It might not fall into place the way I imagined it to fall into place or the way I wanted it, envisioned it. But it eventually works out, and normally it's for the better. And so if you're getting that strong message, whether you believe in God, spirit, source, angels, even if you talk to your deceased loved ones, it doesn't matter as long as it's from the white light, and you're getting a really strong message, pay attention to that. Even if you have to write it down, like us older people, like you and me, Michael, we tend to forget things. Even if you have to write it down, write it down and keep that front and center of you. And they're the ones, your soul, your spirit is the ones guiding you on the path that you need to be on. Am I making sense? Because I've been
really
busy.
Oh, you're making a lot of good sense. Yeah, no, making a lot of good sense. Those are great tips for everybody, and especially in today's world, you're 100% right. It's I always can tell the energy of people from, obviously, these shows, because there's so many people that I come in contact with, and I tell you, the energy is really, like you said, under attack. And I think it's a mixture of things. Definitely the political thing is heavily weighing on people. And it's not just a show. My son told me last night, he said, Dad, he said, it's just like, like the tension is up everywhere at my jobs and everything. And
right.
And I said, what is everybody talking about, politics? He said, well, it's not just that. It's just everything.
It really, really is. Two of these girls they did readings on, they're relatively younger compared to us. But, and they're highly intelligent and just very, very spiritual intuitive beings. It was a joy to be able to do readings for them. But they're feeling it. And I'm like, man, you guys are way too young, And they can't quite put their finger on it. But I was able to bring in the guys and deliver messages to them to help bring comfort. And, when people, and Chuck even says this, when people get a tear in their eyes or when you can just see their face light up, you've touched somebody and our job is done. I can't say it's done, but our job is well received. And it's just, it brings so much joy to me. It's unbelievable. That's probably why I'm babbling a lot right now.
No, you're not babbling at all. You're making a lot of good points.
Your son is absolutely right. I mean, it's happening at people's work. It's not just social media. Even I hear good friends or couples, they're like, they're kind of gurning at each other. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here, people?
Yeah, I agree. Yesterday, there's the shows we did, and it was kind of a rough day for me. I didn't talk about it on the show with you and Chuck. But I found out in the middle of doing my show, someone contacted me and said that one of my former guests passed away, and I had no idea this person was sick. And she was just a sweetheart. I mean, just just a beautiful soul. And I hated to hear that. It's just really because some guests, just like you, Marilyn, I form an attachment with. It's my nature. I know it's my radio show's my business, but still I have feelings and I'm compassionate and
sure.
And so anyway, it hit me pretty hard, and but then I won't go into it, but somebody, someone, like I'm saying, came across me that, like I'm saying, about these persons just changing. And this person was just like, it just changed over the course of the new year. And I, at the end of the show, what I'm telling everybody this is that I, when I got away from the show, I just, when I went to watch a little TV, I had to go and find a movie that was a kind of a family movie that was just got me away from all this. I couldn't, you know, take any more stress of whatever news or whatever. I just couldn't do it. And it really helped.
Yeah, it really does. This past weekend, I didn't have anything scheduled. There was one thing I wanted to do on Saturday. And you know me, Michael, I'm up really bright and early because I take a walk every day, and I never even woke up till 10 o'clock. And then I was thinking, well, you know, I'll eat something here and get ready and go to this event. And next thing I knew, I laid down at 1 o'clock and woke up at 4:30. And I'm not sick. I haven't been feeling, you know, I've been feeling fine. I haven't gotten this cold or flu or virus or anything that's going around, knock on wood. And there was no reason for it. So when that happens to people, it's like I didn't beat myself up. It's just like, okay, the universe is telling me it's time to rest and to stay away from all this stuff. And then my getaway, especially on the weekends, is to sit in front of the TV and watch Lifetime movies because they're mindless.
Yes. Yeah. They're pretty good. Those are my type of movies. I used to. Me and my grandma, of course, she took the place of my mom, and we were really close. And we would watch. She loved those type of movies. So like the Hallmark Channel and all that.
Right.
She was just, that was her place. So
yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to mention quickly, it's the last day of January, Michael. Can you believe it?
No, it's amazing. I can't believe it.
And tomorrow is February 1st. And in numerology, of course, February is the second month. And 2 in numerology means it's a time to study and acquire knowledge. So if there's a class you've been wanting to take, a book you've been wanting to read, a show you've been wanting to listen to, now February is a perfect time to do that. And it's also a time to organize. So tax season is upon us, and this is a perfect time when you're in there digging out for all your tax receipts and forms and everything. It's a great, great month to organize as well.
Totally agree. That's a great point also to make. And before we go to callers, Marilyn, do you want to tell folks how best people can reach you and about your live shows?
Sure. Best way to reach me is through my website, www.marilynpossick.com. You can also message me through Facebook, which a lot of people are doing even more than emailing me these days. And you can just go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Marilyn Possick. Or I always post spiritual quotes and sayings on my angel page, which is Angel Messenger Marilyn Possick. I'm live on Facebook 2 to 3 days a week now. I will be live right after this show on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, with helping people cope with grief and loss of all aspects of life. Tomorrow night, I'm on same time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, talking about angels. And each week that I do that, there's always a new angel that pops up. I never know which one ahead of time. Usually they give me the message like right before and say, hey, we want to talk tonight. So I bring that forth. I also, if people just want to feel free to listen, they're free to do that. But I do take your questions and comments on that. And for people here in the Phoenix area, Thursday night, I will be at Peace of the Universe in Scottsdale, Arizona, presenting about angels and how to tap into your true self with the help of the angels. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday evening.
Alrighty. So right after this show, folks, you can catch Marilyn live on Facebook here. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Marilyn, but usually I pop on over there just to see during the time, because I'm on the show, but doesn't mean my fingers can't get me over there. So,
have you had a chance to listen to any of the live videos?
Yeah, I have. I've listened even when I've, been not on air, so I can actually listen. I really like them. I like how informative they are and how interactive they are. You know, people can type in their questions and and you can go and answer them. And I think it's great. I really love it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And the people, the feedback that I get, first, the ones with coping with grief and loss. My last relative passed away over 7 years ago, and I didn't realize I still had a lot of releasing to do even after all that time. And it has really helped me, and the feedback I got from that, I'm just very blessed with how many people it's helping. And the angel one, it's like I get anywhere from people that are just very, very new beginners with the angel world and ones that are advanced, and now they're going out and sharing with other people. It's really been exciting. I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to, you know, light the flames underneath people. And that's one thing I enjoy about, you know, guests coming on this show. And then they go and they don't just do this show. They go, like yourself, and do other things, you know, like the live Facebook things that you're doing. And that's why when I talk to people that are thinking of coming and joining, you know, I said, you'll be amazed at the fire that's lit underneath you, all these different things. I had one lady who didn't do anything at all, and when she joined, and then by the time she did, 6-7 shows, she had a contract to go do work in Japan, and off she went, and she's created all these great things since then. And and when she came to the show, she was kind of stuck. She was felt like her life wasn't going anywhere in her career. So, yeah, it's great.
As I tell people, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's
and then
sure.
Hold on tight.
Yeah, so true. People, I've always heard people on and off on the show, people that are starting their own radio shows, and they're like, I want a large show like Michael. I want this, and I want his listeners and all this. And it's like, yeah, be careful what you're wishing for there. Just like yesterday, there is a price I have to pay for, but it's all worth it. Helps people, and I enjoy it tremendously. So, Will, why don't we take our first caller? How's that sound, Marilyn?
Sounds good, Michael.
Okay, and if you're in the chat room, folks, put in your area code and first name, and like I said earlier, we'll bring you up as one of the early callers about getting involved in the chat. And anybody get in the chat room, all you do is click on the show. Right below the show, the chat room will pop up, and just type in your area code and first name, and I'll bring you on up. It's a great way of getting people involved, and I've seen tremendous people get help in the chat room, and I even saw two people meet each other in the chat room, no joke, and then they got married. That's true.
Wow.
Yeah. The Bachelor right here on Journey of Life.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a really special moment. Okay, let's go first to Georgia 404. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Yes, it's Nancia.
Nancia?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How you doing this evening, hon?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How can we help you tonight?
I guess just whatever messages comes through would be great. Because I've been doing what you're saying with the clearing and releasing negativity, and I think it's been working. So just whatever you get through.
Is there particular specific area that you would like
can
answered?
You look into finances?
Okay. The first thing that comes up for me, Nancy, with you is, do you still have a lot of paperwork you need to get rid of?
I don't necessarily think so.
Look again. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm seeing like a bunch of paperwork. I don't know whether it's like in a closet, in a file cabinet, or something that needs to be organized. And what I'm hearing for you is, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, we got tax season upon us if you're here in the United States. So I would make sure that as you're going through your paperwork, whether it's to file your taxes or whatever, make sure that those all stay in order in an orderly process, like, you know, the years, you know, all collaborate with each other. If there's anything that is not of use to you anymore, make sure you shred it, get rid of it. And I feel by, you know, just getting rid of some clutter around, that that's going to open up new avenues for you. And I feel like there, hold on a minute. Are you looking for a new job, or is there a new avenue or direction in your current job that you could be taking, say, within the next year or less?
Yes, actually, taking classes to change career completely, and I should be graduating sometime this year.
Okay. That is what's going to bring a new avenue of finances for you. They're seeing new resources of finances for you.
Oh, awesome.
I really feel that's going to happen. It's not here yet, so if you're going to school to complete this, that really resonates with me with a timeline frame. But while you're doing this, again, they're bringing up paperwork. So make sure you cleanse and clear and get rid of things. Because it's almost like, you know how us women love to go shopping and we get all these new clothes and we try to stuff it in the old closet with all the old clothes? That's what I'm seeing with you with paperwork. So it could even be like maybe drawers that need to be cleaned out or something. And I just feel the more...
I come to think of it, I do have an area where I keep a bunch of old papers that I've paid off and everything all stacked up, and I might just have to get rid of those. I didn't
Go through them. If you don't need them, get rid of it, because I feel like the more new energy you bring in, the more it's going to usher you and the universe will respond. And it's like anything that's, not anything, but most of the things that's been a burden to you, weighing you down, is going to be lifted here soon.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Michael must be in the screening room.
I am here. I am here. Okay. Did you just finish?
Yes.
I was feeling you were calling me. Okay, I've got so many callers, which is great. And okay, let's go to our next call. And this call is very interesting here, Marilyn, as she was hearing the song Angels Among Us all day, she said. And then that was the opening song. So let's welcome from Rhode Island, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Marilyn. I'm well. How are you? Thanks for taking
my
call.
I'm doing really good. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, as I said, I think I was meant to call in. I was doing some baking, and I haven't called into the show in quite some time, but I had heard that song this afternoon, and sure enough, that was the beginning. Today is my deceased, my grandfather's birthday, so maybe that was him. I'm not sure. I was just open to any messages you may have for me regarding my current relationship as it relates to my professional path, I think, in 2017, if you will.
Say that last part again. I got about your grandfather and everything, but what was the last thing about what relationship?
I'm in a great relationship, and we have I have opportunities coming up professionally that may or may not take me away, you know, from my home base. But I just wanted to see if you had any messages regarding that, regarding my career.
Okay. The first thing I want to say is your grandmother passed as well?
Yes.
And would she have baked your grandfather a cake?
Yeah.
because it's her that's showing me a birthday cake and saying happy birthday. So, and they're also telling me that it's no coincidence that you're baking right now, because it's all in celebration of his birthday. But
I realize that.
Yeah, it's your grandmother that's showing me the birthday cake, and she's showing me with it with candles on it, and singing happy birthday, and she's got a big smile. And I don't know whether you ever worry about them, like if they made it okay or if they're up there, but she's letting me know very, very specifically, very brightly, that they are there, that they're very happy, that they're well, and that it's important that you know that they're happy.
My father's there as well from that side of my family, so that makes me feel good.
Yeah, this is your grandmother. I mean, she's just all over the place. Is this your? Would this be your father's mother as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's the one taking charge here. The boys are just kind of in the background, she's saying. She's a funny lady. I like her.
Very Scottish. She's very Scottish.
She was very loving, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was.
And they're telling me, too, that it's no surprise that you're listening to the show and that you've listened to that song today repeatedly. Because I feel like you've got, like, several new angels in your life. Are you feeling, like, a new energy, a new vibrant of life right now?
I am. I mean, yes and no. It's sort of, you know, I've had a lot of transitions, and it's been up and down and ebbing and flowing. And I didn't actually hear it on the radio at all. It was just sort of in my head.
Right.
I knew the song from a younger kid, so, you know, that would make sense.
Right. That happens all the time. That's one way the angels or even deceased loved ones connect with us. You don't have to necessarily hear a song on the radio. You can just have it in your head. And that's what I tell people. Like, I do a lot of spiritual mentoring with people to help them get even more in tune. And I tell people, if you have a song going on in your head all day long, or you wake up with one or go to sleep with one, there's always a reason for that, and pay attention to the words. And I'm hearing that you have a new angel. In fact, he just showed up for a reading with me yesterday. His name is Zephyr, and he's a big, powerful angel. And he's in your life, and he's there to bring you vibrance, to bring you livelihood. And you also got Metatron. And Metatron is helping you more with the spiritual side, to get a deeper connection, a stronger connection. And they're telling me right now you don't have anything to worry about with relationships or finances, that you've got this new energy. I don't know whether you've been asking for it, praying for it, meditating on it, or what, but they're saying you've been asking for it. It's here, and to just bask in the glory of it. And the more you worry about things in the human world, which we tend to do, which is only natural, that brings in the negativity, and just kind of throw those thoughts away and go on, I will be provided for, I will be taken care of, I trust and believe, and thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Thank you. Alrighty. Let's see where we go here with my guest, Marilyn Posick, and let's go to Sherry from the chat room. Welcome, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Sherry. How are you doing this evening?
Wonderful. Just checking to see what you see for me in February.
First thing I heard, Sherry, was love. Are you in love now?
No, but I'd love to be in love.
You'd love to be loved,
very
would
much
you?
So, yeah.
That, the
funny.
Very first word that came to me was love. I don't know whether you've met somebody. I don't feel like you've met somebody yet, but I feel like there's going to be a new love in your life, and it's coming, like, really, really, really soon.
Wonderful.
Is there any kind of cleansing and clearing you need to do for yourself within your heart? Maybe you have a past relationship?
Maybe not to do with love, since I haven't been in it, but I've been kind of shielded because I had some immediate changes in social circles that kind of was startling a little bit.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah, so that
because
caused me
that's
to be a little
kind
guarded.
Of a, you know, that would be like a love connection, whether you had, you know, a sexual love or just a friendship love, whatever.
Right. I did love them. This is true.
Okay, so go within your heart, you know, do some prayers, meditation. I don't know if you call upon angels or what your spiritual guide is that you go to, but I really want you to do some, you know, it's like deep root cleaning like they would do for your gums of your teeth, you know. Do
mm-hmm.
some deep root cleaning within your heart and find out what no longer fits in there. And get rid of it, even if you have to, like, write it down on a piece of paper so you can get it up and out of your system and write it down so you can see it. Just like with me doing these live videos on Facebook on Tuesday evenings, coping with grief and loss. It's been over 7 years since my mom passed, who was my last surviving relative. And you would think after 7 years, and I'm not a young kid by any means, that I would have learned how to cope. But there was still some deep down-rooted stuff that I didn't realize was still in there. And we have to find some way to get it out. So I see by either, you can even stand in front of a mirror and express to yourself or write it down on a piece of paper, get it out, get rid of it. And I see that then you're going to be open to a new love in your life.
Okay. So just what, mirror work?
You can do mirror work, you can just, you know, you can pray, you can meditate, and when you see, like, you know, it could be a person's name, an action, a word, things that's happened, that you still got that pain inside of you, you know, those is what I call cords that's wrapped around your heart, and if we don't learn to get rid of it, you can always call upon Archangel Michael to help you cut cords as well. But if we don't get rid of it, it, like, suffocates us, and it's hard to be open up to new love.
Okay. I gotcha.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, work on that. I'd really like to see you. I mean, you can do mirror work. I'm all in favor of mirror work, but I'd really like to see you maybe write it down in a notebook so that you got something visual that you can look at to see how nasty, crummy, and yucky it is. It'd just be like if you found a big piece of dirt in your house and you go, ew, if I step on that, it's going to cause more dirt, right?
Right.
So I'd like to see you write it down so you can look at it. So it actually feels like you want to regurgitate it. Like, oh, no, I don't want that in here. I'm going to get rid of it. And then you can take that piece of paper. What I would advise for you, because I think this incident that happened with you is relatively new, and by new I mean within the last six months, year at the most, so it's still kind of painful, kind of raw, and by you writing it down and putting it on a piece of paper, for you I would suggest burning that piece of paper and getting it out, saying I'm done.
Okay, I like fire, I do. For
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, my dear, good luck with that.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And again, our guest is Marilyn Pasek, and Marilyn does do private readings, connect with your angels all the time. So if you want to do a private session, if you're listening to this live or maybe in the archives, contact Marilyn. I'll give out all Marilyn's contact information is listed right here on the show page, but the website is marilynpossick.com, POSCIC.com, and the phone number, if that's easier for you to jot down, 602-326-5244, 602-326-5244. And let's go next here then. Let's go up to Michigan and bring in Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I talked to you actually a few months ago on here. I'm high-risk pregnant. I'm actually about to have my baby pretty soon here.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you very much. I feel it's either my mother or my mother's mother that's passed away, that is affecting my energy strongly. I don't know if it has to do with the baby thing or anything, but my Mama didn't like the fact my mom was pregnant with me in the beginning, and she never really liked me at all. So I wondered if you picked up anything between that.
Now, is your mom and your grandmother both passed?
No, my mom's still alive.
That's what I was getting. I thought you had said your grandmother and your mom, but I wasn't getting that your mom had passed. No. Once we pass over, all the human stuff goes away. If they didn't like you in this life, all that goes away. Everything totally changes. And we have to kind of get out of our human brain in order to connect with those that have crossed over. So it's definitely not your grandmother causing this, because they don't do that to us. We cause it within ourselves. So I don't know whether you had feelings like you thought this is going to be a bad pregnancy, or you were scared of the pregnancy. But whatever you're throwing out there is what you're receiving back. The other thing I'm getting with you right now, Elizabeth, are your ankles swollen?
I usually have preeclampsia. I have a blood gene that causes the preeclampsia or the high blood pressure and all that. But I haven't gotten it this time. This is the first time this is my fourth baby that I have not gotten it. But I do get pain in my feet.
Okay, because I'm getting something's going on with your ankles. So your ankles aren't swollen?
No.
Okay. And when are you due, please?
March 17th.
Okay. I would highly recommend to you, does the doctor have you on pretty much bed rest?
Yeah, that's what I've been on bed rest for a while.
Yeah.
My iron was very, very low. It was at a 6 from a 12, so drained and... A lot of things have been wrong.
I would, first of all, on a human level, I would make sure you get as much rest as possible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On a spiritual level, do you know, are you having a girl?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're going to bring in a very, very special angel into this world. She's going to be very, very precious. You'll recognize something about her, like her energy, very alert. She's going to be highly in tune. So energetically, I want you to keep that in mind. What a beautiful, beautiful, special spiritual angel you're going to be bringing into this world. I want you to get plenty of bed rest. Drink a lot of water is what they're telling me now. And then call in Archangel Raphael, who's the healer angel. And he radiates to the color green for healing. And while you're laying in bed, just keep bringing Archangel Raphael in. You can't call upon an angel too much, so just as much as you want. And give him full permission to bring his green light of healing into you. And
I feel
really
that's the light that I've seen, that green light. That's what I feel that I've seen.
And there you go. Yeah. And try to take any of that negativity. Yes, you've got a physical condition. Okay, great. But, you know, take that into, well, this is going to make me a stronger person, and I'm going to bring this special angel into the world, and we're going to get through this, and we're going to be bigger and better than ever before. Whatever you can do to change your mindset, to bring in that positive energy, to eliminate or lessen that negative energy, is going to help you immensely, my dear.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing my best to do. I just found out my mom has she had a daughter before me. I never knew about it. She just told me about it yesterday. So a lot of this has, you know, hit me all at once right now, you know.
Right. And, you know, anything like that is definitely going to affect us. I mean, not just you, but anyone. And it's like, and I would also, as I talked about earlier in the show, be getting really, really good buddies, not only with Raphael, but with Michael and the white light of protection. That's, I don't know whether you listened to the beginning of the show, but the white light, the protection, because we're getting attacked from all different kinds of angles, from all different kinds of people, whether it's intentional or unintentional. And I can't stress enough to you and everybody that white light is so important. And a good visual for you to have is just imagine standing in the eye of a storm And Michael is that tornado, that hurricane that is blowing all that debris away from you, and you're in the eye of the storm where it's safe, calm, and peaceful.
Okay.
All right? And make sure you take care of those ankles.
Yeah. I can feel the energy in my in the bottoms of my feet so strongly. It's pretty intense. So,
do you do any kind of healing work now with your hands at all?
I do. I actually haven't done very much since I've been pregnant, but if my children need it or if I need it to clear headaches or, you know, toothaches or certain things, I will. But I've shut off, you know, healing others out of my home.
I would be working on yourself first, dear, because mm-hmm. how can you take care of the ones you love if you're passed out?
Right.
So that's what I'm seeing, like your hands. You can do healing work with your hands. They get kind of warm. Mm-hmm. So really be working on the
ankles.
Yeah,
I'm warm right now.
Yeah.
I am warm.
I tend to do that to people.
Yeah. It's all through my face and when I talk about it, yeah.
So really, you know, use those healing hands and work on your own feet, work on your own ankles.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do.
Mm-hmm. All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. Have a good night.
Me too.
Okay. Marilyn, we just have, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left where we got to wrap up. And I know you got to get to the live show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one thing I do want to mention, Michael, you mentioned it earlier. There's a lot of people transitioning right now. Pets are transitioning. People are transitioning. And it's going to continue. It's been building momentum for the last couple of years, and this year it's just started off with a real big bang, as you've already been affected by, Michael. And if you have somebody in that position that you know they're transitioning, I had a client just the other day said, you know, I was scared to death of dying, but I'm no longer scared of it. And I don't know why people are scared of it, because that's the only thing in life that we're guaranteed, that if you're born, you're going to eventually die. But don't look at it as dying. Look at it as your soul, your spirit's going home. So if you have somebody that you're caring for or care about that's going through that, help them with it, you know, help them bring in the angels, bring in God, bring in Jesus. A lot of times people will see one of their deceased loved ones that has passed before them and, you know, encourage them, you know, have them talk about it. Don't say, oh, this can't be happening. This can't be happening. Now, of course, if it's something curable, of course, help them with that. But if this is something inevitable, make their transition easy and smooth. Because know that one day we will all meet again. So be really good out there, people.
Yeah, that's very true. Words of wisdom there. Very good. All right, Marilyn. Folks can catch you live there on your Facebook page. You'll be live in a few minutes.
Sounds good, Michael. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. We'll see you over there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Okay, and for you, again, Journey of Light is continuing. The next show, Sonic Nova, will be here. So everybody will be continuing to take phone calls. So call back in as this show is going to end. Call back right back in and connect to the next show. And Sonic Nova, psychic medium, remote viewer, healer, will be on next here on Journey in the Light. And then we have Sherry Brown coming up. Sherry's really a great psychic medium, but also we always have a lot of laughs, as we did last week with Sherry. And I think we could definitely use some laughs this week. Can anybody say yes on that? All righty. So we'll see you here in the comments.